Well, good morning, you guys. Today, our gospel story is about Jesus meeting somebody at a well. Do you guys know what a well is? What is it? Were you thinking? Were you ready to say what it is? It's a thing that they use to go get water, right? We have wells now, but we don't get to see them. Well, I have pictures of this well. Uza, would you please read what I highlighted? Okay, got here.
Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tried out by his journey, was sitting by the well.
Thank you. Very good reading. So, Jacob's well. Do you guys know who Jacob is? Who is he?
I know.
You know the name, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a disciple?
No, he's not a disciple. Jacob was years before that. Just know that he was really important in the Old Testament, and this was his well. They named it after him, and Jesus is there getting a drink, and I brought us pictures of it. So here's an old, old picture of what it might look like. And here's a picture. Once, you know, back in Israel, they put buildings over every holy site. So this is what it looked like just out in the middle of the field, but then they built a building over it to keep it safe. And here's a picture of it, close up. And here's another picture. This picture I took when I was there, I tried to look right down the middle of the well. Do you guys know how deep it might have been?
10 miles deep?
Ooh, not that deep. That's a pretty good guess, though. They think at least 100 feet deep. 10 miles would be super, super deep. And here's another picture of the church that they built all around it. Look how much fancier it is from the original picture. And here, let's see, here are all the kids I went to and went to see it with. See everybody? That was just from a couple years ago. So today, when you guys go off to Sunday school, you're going to learn about living water from Jesus and water from Jacob's well, and I wanted to make sure you knew what it looked like. So I'm going to ask if you guys will put all of these together, and then you can take them to Sunday school and look at them there if you want to as well, okay? How about one of you take it, and you can share it between the rooms, and I'll give this to you to pass out. Okay, so sometimes it's hard for us to imagine the stories, and so this way it can help your imagination. Now, have you ever seen a well out here?
No.
No, they're hidden now.
Are they covered by dirt?
They're covered, yeah. Sometimes by, like, little buildings, but not as fancy as the church. But we still need the wells to get our water, because Jesus lived in a desert. Do you know where we live?
In a desert,
too. Yeah. So whenever you hear the stories about Jesus needing to stop and being thirsty and finding water, you can think of what it's like. Because when you guys play soccer or out at school, you get thirsty because we live in the desert. Did you know that? We're close to the beach, but this is really a desert. Yes, Uza?
Why is it a desert?
It's just, they call it a desert just because it's so dry. We are in the coastal region, but right here in Orange, we're inland enough that we're like a desert. It's so dry and hot here. You guys are so smart. Somebody pays attention at school. Did you know that? The coastal region in the desert? Yeah? Huh. I should let you guys just do the whole children's sermon.
No.
Last week I needed help from somebody in the congregation.
Should have brought the balloon hat.
I should have brought the balloon hat? Okay, yeah. I'll get the balloon hat.
The frog could have lived in the well.
Okay, I will get it. Yes, Uza.
Is Jacob related to Abraham?
Yes, good.
Okay.
You got it. Good memory. Jacob is related to Abraham. Excellent. It came to you. All right, well, who would like to say our prayer today? You do? Okay, come on in. Let's get in a circle and say a prayer and send us off to Sunday school. We're going to learn more about water and living water from Jesus.
Dear God, please bless us as we learn about the living water of Jesus, and let us know how hard it is for Jesus to live back then when he was in the desert. Amen.
Excellent prayer. Thank you. It was hard to live back then. So you guys go off to Sunday school and have a good time, and I will get the frog hat for after church.